Steven Spielberg has been making movies for decades about everything from giant sharks and adorable aliens to Abraham Lincoln. Last year, he even made a musical. But in his latest film, the director is telling his most personal story. Critic Bob Mondello says The Fabelmans is about a suburban youngster who picked up a movie camera 6 decades ago and became, in a word, Spielbergian.
January 1952, 6-year-old Sammy Fabelman is not thrilled that his folks are dragging him to see the greatest show on earth, his first movie. What he's heard about movies sounds awful. You sit in the dark, strangers everywhere, giants up there telling stories. His scientist dad's no help. He starts talking about 24 frames a second, and while his mom means to reassure,
movies are dreams.
That's almost worse. Sometimes dreams are scary. But once they're inside, the movie does what movies do. The story's about a circus, but what gets to Sammy is the train, or rather the train crash. Terrifying. He's still wide-eyed on the drive home, but later he asks for a model train set for Hanukkah, and to Dad's distress, starts crashing the trains.
Sammy?
Mom, played by a vibrant Michelle Williams, has an idea.
We're going to use Daddy's camera to film it. Only crash the train once, okay? Then after we get the film developed, you can watch it crash over and over till it's not so scary anymore.
This is a slight variation on the personal origin story Spielberg's been telling interviewers for years, and bringing it to life on screen is more than just a neat trick, especially if you think about the train sequences he put in everything from his Indiana Jones movies to Schindler's List. What follows feels just as heartfelt, a kid discovering the power his movies can have on, say, family members when his grandmother dies.
I want you to make a camping trip movie. You can learn how the editing machine works while you do this. It'll make your mom feel better.
Yeah.
That last night when she danced in the headlights, that'd be great. Get to it tomorrow, okay?
Tomorrow's when we start shooting.
Side note here. If you look on the web,
Escape to Nowhere, we're shooting all weekend.
Shooting next weekend.
You'll find Escape to Nowhere, which Spielberg made with his Boy Scout troop when he was 13.
We got like 40 guys coming to be in the movie. I'll work on all the camping trip stuff on Monday.
I'm asking you to do this now for your mom.
Yeah, and I said that I will, just not tomorrow. Please.
Don't be selfish. She just lost her mother. That's more important than your hobby.
Dad, can you stop calling it a hobby?
It'll cheer her up watching this. It's something we can
her
do.
Her mom just died. It's, how is that going to cheer her up?
Because you made it for her.
Dad, played by Paul Dano, is right. But Gabriel LaBelle's adolescent Sammy will learn more than he wants to in making that little camping film, discovering that the camera sometimes sees things the eye doesn't. About relationships, say, and a family friend played by Seth Rogen.
You think whatever bad things you want about me, kiddo, but you stop making movies. It'll break your mother's heart. You will break her heart, I mean it. She doesn't deserve that, not from anybody, least of all from you.
Spielberg co-wrote The Fabelmans with his frequent collaborator Tony Kushner, and he surrounded the cast with off-screen veterans of his other movies. This is in many senses a family affair dedicated to his mom and dad, who are depicted with a clear eye and less sentiment than you might expect. But more than a portrait of an artist's upbringing, The Fabelmans is a celebration of the art he chose, or maybe that chose him, cinema. As Sammy invents and explores and directs, we see it dawn on him, as it must have on Spielberg, that this medium that so scared him at first is capable not just of revealing truths, but of shaping them. I'm Bob Mondello.